Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
I'm sorry, can you have my zip code?
Yes, ma'am, if I can please have your zip code to pull up your account.
Well, I don't have an account for one thing, so but I do have a charge that is hitting one of my credit cards for, let me see,
59 something.
I'll give you the exact in just a second. 59.92. It says Better Wellness Now Plans. And I don't have any idea what that is.
Okay. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies, so it would require me to use your name and your zip code to access some information. This would have been something probably done online. If I can please have your zip code.
75006.
Okay.
Connect to
75006, and thank you for that. And may I also have your name, please?
Joyner is the last name. Possibly Melvin. My name is Patsy.
Okay.
I think it might have been under Melvin's name.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And one moment, please. All right. Let's see. For security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
2706 Peachtree Drive, Carrollton, Texas, 75006.
All right. Thank you for that information. And one moment, please. The remainder is coming up here. All right. Let's see. All right. So I have gotten an account located that is showing the name of Melvin Joyner, and also it is showing your address, and you're calling in about, well, let's see what you're calling in about. Let me pull that up. All right, it'll be just another moment. Thought I had all I needed. Let's see. I do apologize for the wait. All right. Let's see. You are calling us about the discount club. This is an electronic discount store membership club is what this is. And it shows, let's see, it was done June 10th. The transaction, is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah, I'm just not, I don't know what it is.
Well, with the discount store membership club, there, this was something that was done online. Could have been in response to survey or an email. We don't initiate that. But let's see, the $59.92 is a monthly charge. With it, you get a monthly $100 credit to spend exclusively in the store wherever the order was done. It shows that there was an email provided. You can try checking your Gmail. It shows that this transaction took place at 6:19 p.m. If that's your husband's email. And like I said, it probably started with some type of email that was sent possibly, or it could have been something on social media.
I think that it was something he responded to on social media, which did not give adequate detail, and it's not something we want. So can you cancel that charge and both the one I see for June 10th and any future?
You probably can do that anytime, and I'm sorry I didn't even, it's a discount membership, but it shows it was for Shell. So for a Shell card, possibly, Shell card.
Well, but there was something for, it said you pay $1.95 for a Shell gift card for of some amount. 150? Okay.
250.
That's all he said yes to. And so evidently he did not read the fine print or enough, or no fine print was provided. So we just need to cancel this.
Okay. Well, it is $59.92 per month. We're a third-party call center, so we offer discounts for the offers here. You can earn an extra $40 for free on the tech items that you can get monthly. If you like to reconsider, I can offer a $30 discount off the subscription price there if you wanted to change your mind.
No, I don't want anything at all. I want to have this plan, this reversed, and no future charges.
Okay. Let's see. Now, I have canceled the membership for what was started 3 days ago. Let's see. Allow me just a moment to see if there's anything that I can do about the charge, though. The cancellation is effective today, so that stops the membership. It stops the monthly billing. And let's see. Okay. Well, according to our info, the most that I can do with it is cancel, which is stop the billing. But as far as what was billed on the 10th of June for the membership, I wouldn't be able to touch that.
Well, I'll dispute it through my credit card then.
That's whiskey as well, but according to what we have, the most that we can have is cancel it, which I have done, and on the recorded line, we do provide the cancellation confirmations. But if you'll allow me to provide the cancellation confirmation, I'll see if there's anything else that you can do, or that we can do, rather, with disputes on offers like this. Online companies do have terms and conditions. They would actually do an investigation based on that. But with that cancellation confirmation, it is the letter C as in cancel. 920-849-421. And that confirms the end of the discount membership or electronic membership there. It would have been additional gadgets. But if you can please hold to see if there's anything else that I can do. Do you mind holding?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
What part is she can't hold?
The membership and the future charges. Well, didn't cancel this.
Didn't cancel what?
Didn't cancel this charge.
Oh, it's going to be that a year or something?
Month.
A month. Good God. Crap.
All right. I do thank you for holding. Let me get back to where. Okay, I can refund like $49.92 due to a $10 non-refundable setup fee. So for the setup fee, whatever the process was that he went through to order, will you be willing to accept the $49.92 that I can refund?
No, I only accept $59.92 refund.
Okay, let me see if I can do that. Do you mind please holding?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. The $59.92 we can refund. It was 3 days ago. So please allow 3 to 5 business days, and it will show reflected back. And let's see. So any coupons or vouchers that were sent to the email for use on the website for future purchase, that is, of course, voided. And the refund confirmation is the letter R920-849-421.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help and honesty.
You're welcome, ma'am. You don't have to worry about any future charges. Is there anything else that I can do to assist?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.